Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. 6 savvy ways to say no. Yeah, it's official. The holiday season is upon us, and that means more and more requests for your time to attend a whole new season of social events. Even the most well-organized, time management efficient leader finds it hard to juggle all the events you're invited to. So this Monday Moment will help you say no where you need to and do it in a way that still gets you invited back next year. First, use gratitude. Now, this is simply a way of being gracious and yet also firm when you say no to someone or some invitation. It would sound like this. Thank you so much for the invitation. I appreciate the offer and would like to still be included next time you have this event or even next year. I'm not able to attend this time. Second, lose your butt. Did you notice how there was not a but in the gratitude statement I just mentioned? You're not saying thank you, but. Because but simply negates your gratitude. Anytime, in fact, you insert a but into a sentence, it cancels out whatever you said before that word. Think of telling your spouse, I love you, but. Not a good plan. So when talking to colleagues, employees, or your spouse, and you have to say no, lose your butt. Third, speak their language. Much of how you say no, or say anything, actually, in a leadership capacity, is going to be heard in the language of the person to whom you're speaking. If you want them to hear your intent, you want to speak in the language they use, which is about their personality. People-oriented relators and entertainers, for example, want to know that you and they still get along and to be appreciated for the invitation. Task-oriented commanders, they'll want you to get to the point. And similarly, so will organizer preferences, who also want to know why you can't do it. Fourth, use your head or a facial expression. Sometimes saying no just takes a look. Think of the parents who use the look with their kids. Now, do you lead your facial expressions? Well, yeah, of course you do. But be careful if you're one who shows all you feel on your face. In this case, maybe it's just a smile that indicates, oh man, I wish I could. Now, if your face says, I'm annoyed you're even asking, this too will come through. So pay attention to what they'll see on your face and remember their intent in asking is usually positive. Fifth, counter offer. Now, if an employee asks you to attend their Christmas party at their house and your company allows for no leader and employee fraternization, or however you say that word, you'll have to say no. In that process, however, you don't want to crush their interest in including you and giving you the compliment of inviting them into their personal world. When they ask you to join them at their home, it's a special compliment. Provide a counter offer with something such as, I can't attend that one. What if instead we have a small gathering of the team for lunch here? And sixth and finally, make a recommendation. Invitations and requests for your time to which you must say no aren't always about holiday lunches or parties. Sometimes a colleague may ask you to take on a new project or assignment for which, frankly, you just don't have the time. Don't stress yourself out about it. Set a boundary and make an alternate recommendation. Perhaps it sounds like, what if I simply oversee the person that you choose to lead this project and we set up monthly check-in meetings instead of my being the one in charge? What do you think? Few leaders relish the chance to say no. and some are better at it than others. But these 6 steps will put you in a much better position to simply decline and not create an entirely new need for damage control because of the way you said no. The simple truth is you just can't do everything, and there are only 24 hours in a day. But, and yes, I said that on purpose, along with that truth is the need to respect those who show you the honor of an invitation. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.